Okay, Proverbs 3 and verse 28. This is the continuation of verse 27. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. So in verse 27, it said to withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. And then this is the continuation. So you don't tell your neighbor, hey, well, come back tomorrow, I'll pay you. Whenever you've got the money there, you could pay him, but you just, you know, I'd like to keep it for myself just in case. This is something that wicked people do. They they borrow and then they don't repay. Look at Psalm 37 and verse 21. Psalm 37 and verse 21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. So not only does the righteous obviously pay back what he's borrowed, if he's borrowed anything, but he also gives. He helps out people that are in need. He's not on the receiving end, but he's on the giving end. But the wicked, they take, and then they don't even pay back after they take it. So if we have money, if we have the money or the possessions we borrowed from somebody, then we should return it as soon as we are able. If you keep a borrowed item longer than you need it or longer than you agreed to keep it, it's tantamount to theft, is what it essentially is. Because if you agree to use it only as long as you need it, but then you decide, I'll just keep it, right? The guy let me borrow a nice jack, and I just figure I'll just, you know, I kind of need a jack. And he doesn't need it anyway, right? And I'll just wait until he comes asking for it. Maybe he won't ask for it, and I'll just keep it, right? Well, this is what this verse is talking about. Give it back, right? You don't keep something that's not yours. If we owe someone money for work done, then we should pay him and not delay. Now, I'll give you a verse. We looked at a verse in Jeremiah. I'm going to give you one in Deuteronomy 24, 14 through 15. Deuteronomy 24, 14 through 15. Thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor, and setteth his heart upon it, lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be sin unto thee. So when you hire a poor guy, and you promise to pay him, and in those days you paid him at sundown, when he was done working for the day, then he got paid right away. And that's why I say today it's usually 2 weeks. Some places are even a month. I've known of companies that are a month that you get paid. Is that military? Is it once a month? Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, how is it?
The 15th and 30th.
Oh, it's twice now. Okay. But once a month back when you were in there.
Did we get paid
there?
Once a month back when you were in the military? I think it was once a month. It lasted even a month.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. Which, I mean, to me it wouldn't really matter because I budget money anyway. And if I get paid once a month or once a day, it doesn't really, it makes no difference to me. But yeah, in these days, you get paid every day. But the point is, whenever... Even today, whenever you have agreed to pay somebody, then you should pay him. Especially if he's poor, because this poor guy is setting his heart upon it. Like he's waiting, this is going to be my next meal, right? And the Lord sees stuff like that, and he's not happy when that happens. Look at Malachi 3 and verse 5. Malachi 3 and verse 5. The Lord says, and I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, some bad people here, against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling of his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. So the Lord's against them. And look at the people that is oppressing somebody of their wages. Look at who they're lumped in with. Sorcerers, false swearers, adulterers. You're talking about some pretty nasty, seedy folks here. So it's no light matter to not pay somebody whenever they've done work for you. And to not pay somebody at the time agreed upon is theft. Leviticus 19 and verse 3. Leviticus 19 and verse 3. 19:13. There we go. Leviticus 19:13. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. So God considers that robbery to not even pay somebody until the next morning, right? And that day, that was robbery. And the same thing is true today if it went even a day beyond whatever you'd agreed to. And then the verse that Judy mentioned here a few minutes ago, James 5 and verse 4. James 5 and verse 4. It says, behold, the labor of the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. So, kept back by fraud. So, in other words, they had promised something and then didn't pay, didn't deliver on whatever they promised them. The Lord of Sabaoth. Who knows what Sabaoth means? Anybody? Anybody know? It's not Sabbath, even though it looks pretty close to Sabbath. It means hosts. It's the same. You know the Lord of Hosts in the Old Testament? That's what it means. It means Lord of Hosts, or host or armies. So that takes care of Proverbs 3 and verse 28.